here's a story from The World.
There's an image you might have seen over the last few days. Bright orange flames on the surface waters of the Gulf of Mexico. An unreal fire linked to a gas pipeline leak. Another alarming sight can be found in another body of water, the Marmara Sea. It sits between the Mediterranean and the Black Sea along the coast of Turkey, and it now has Turkish officials battling the largest ever outbreak of a slimy, gooey substance known as sea snot. From Istanbul, Duri Buscarin reports.
I'm on a survey boat, cruising into the Marmara Sea at about 40 miles an hour. The high-rise buildings and industrial skyline of Istanbul's hyper-developed coast stretch on and on. They are the source of the untreated wastewater that got us into this mess. Fatih Polat Timur is the municipal director of cleanup for the waterways around Istanbul. He says that this year is the worst he's ever seen. We stop in the middle of the water, where long threads of gray slop sort of drift together. It looks like the starchy foam that shows up on top of soup when you boil it for a long time.
It happens because we are seeing like 25 Celsius degrees in March, like when the weather suddenly warms up, and this is due to global warming.
That's about 75 degrees Fahrenheit, unseasonably warm for Western Turkey. The stuff that's floating out here is sea mucilage, also known as sea snot. It shows up in warm weather because untreated wastewater dumped into the sea spurs buildups of phytoplankton, which secrete the muck. The real problem is that it can harden into a film that blocks sunlight and oxygen. That can kill fish, crabs, coral, anything below the surface. It's also not pretty, which hurts tourism, and that got Turkey's government to take notice. Fatih Timur is in charge of figuring out how to clean it up.
When it started, we didn't actually know how to deal with it.
Back on shore, Timur explains that he did what any good engineer would do. He went to the municipal garage, full of equipment, and decided to try everything. There were conveyor belt machines used to scoop litter out of the water. That worked okay. Fishermen's nets pulled in by hand. That wasn't so good. And then a set of brand new machines. Water vacuums with long hoses built to clear out clogged drain pipes. Timur realized they could suck up everything from the surface of the water. I was like, oh, thank God, he says. And so the team settled into a routine. Floating barriers would gather the muck and bring it in towards the shore, where the vacuums were waiting. Today, most of the Marmara Sea around Istanbul is fairly clear. That would be good news if sea snot only affected the water surface. Ilker Aslan, the director of marine services for the city, says the sea is like a human body reacting to stress. First, it sweats. Then it vomits. That's the sea snot. Then it starts to shut down. The Marmara is giving us a warning, he says. Professional divers, like Cumhur Ayar, are photographing what's happening on the seafloor. They want to show authorities that they need to do something about untreated wastewater. In the photos, greenish hazy plankton block the sunlight, as white billowy threads of sea snot tangle themselves around fish, coral, and the seafloor. We're at the point where we've lost the marine ecosystem in the first 30 meters of water, Ayar tells me. This won't get fixed until Istanbul stops dumping polluted water and the sea has time to recover. And so now, the battle of the sea snot shifts to a new phase, one that will take place under the water surface and will be more difficult to win than the one before it. For The World, I'm Duri Buscarin in Istanbul.
From PRX.